Busog ba ang tanan? Amen. Doble atong busog ron, my son. Pulong sino sa pan? Bread. Itong giyahan nyo ang tanan sa pagtindos. Ang po natin, my son, for sa natin sa itong service. Let's pray. Among alam doon, nabuhi nga Diyos, nagpasalamat kami dino sa tinintak na, Lord, na imong binata pag-usap. Sa among pagnatigom dino, o sa pribilihiyo nga imong gihatag nga kundi kami magtigom dino sa pagpaminaw, sa ilong pulong, o sa pag-awit, o sa pagmantala dino sa imong himaya, o sa kadungganan dino. O Lord, I ask Lord God sa imong presensya dino, pag-aampo kami dino na ikaw magpakaliwa sa among sa ministry, sa congregation, Lord. And O God, please minister Lord God to our spirits. Let your Holy Spirit, Lord God, be with us today. And Lord, among gisali kami mo dino ang among burdens, ang among physical na kami dino maging submissive dino sa imong leading, Lord, sa mong kinabuhi. May us worthy, Lord God, and for panayan sa imong sa imong atubangan. Forgive us, Lord God, sa among mga iniquities, ang mga trespasses that we have committed, O Lord. Salamat dino sa imong mercy, sa imong grasya dino. We feel thankful and grateful to you, O Lord. Kalingtanan din ako, giampo. Balik na kanto, hindi may patay sa ngala ni Jesus. Amen. Now, ito na may son ato na him, pagkabulahang pagsalig ko. Blessed assurance.
Oh,
Leo ko sa basking bread at wala sa akong paghatag sa ikapulo, paghatag sa kalipay. Bagong tuwi, bagong kinabuhi. Salamat kita, Panginoon. Ginoo, salamat Lord sa imong panalangin ni imong gibugbos ang mga kaigsoonan. Bisan Ginoo ni imong offerings nga among ginahatag Lord. Kinigikan kanimo Ginoo. Pasalamat kami sa dako na mong bugos ang mga kasing-kasing Ginoo. Ngunit sa pag-provide, sa pag-meet ni mo Ginoo sa mga needs. Nagpasalamat usab kami sa kapiskay, sa panglawas, o sa kaayo Ginoo ng adlaw na imong padayag Ginoo sa among mga kinabuhi. Lord, nagampo ako nga ikaw magpanalangin o ikaw Ginoo mag-continue sa pag-ubo sa imong blessings kanamo. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Lord, na imong ihatag sa iyong mga katawan this morning. You know, sa mong pagpadayon ko nag-ampo, that you will go before us, and that your presence, Lord, be in our midst, and may your Holy Spirit guide us and give us wisdom and understanding. I pray, Lord, that my brothers and sisters in the church, that they will get encouraged and get blessed what they are going to hear from your word. They will be comforted. Na sila sa Ginoo ma-enlighten na ilang mga nabuna. Sila sa Ginoo ma-strengthen sa ilang mga pagtuo ninyo. You give us the faith, Lord, for us to believe and to understand everything, spiritual things, of course, through usab sa imong Holy Spirit. Pagamos sa yangyo na siya ang mag-uwan sa tagsa-tagsa namo kami. Na siya ang mag-diya ka namo sa tanang diyon, pagpasabot sa imong mga pulong. Huwag akong gilet up, Lord, akong kawilin ng diyan kami mo. Na ako magadala sa imong mensahe, ikaw, Lord, mag-use ka na ako as an instrument. Na ako ang nagdala, Ginoo, sa imong message na ito kanila. Nga ako sa kininga ditudlo sa akong kabilingon. Nga ako sa kininga maligpon sa mensahe na imong ihatag ka namin. May your Holy Spirit, Lord, be our speaker, our teacher this morning. And guard my heart, guard their hearts, Lord. Give us strength and bless your word. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Nandikod na? The people of God, even in ancient times, it's God, the people of God, even in the Old Testament, kung makita, they've been through all the hardships, sufferings in life, atong nasabtan kanina from Abel to Zechariah, what happened to Prophet Zechariah, and ato sab ni nga ma take up this morning the book of Hebrews and soon the men and women in faith nga diin doon sa episode dito ang offer sa Hebrews nga diyon sa sila pagpatay kani adto doon ay gigabas dito nga ang lawas isun pinagin sa spada usab pamatay sila pagbutlan sila o mga ulo o hangtod na sa pag-abot ni Ginoong sa Kristo, hangtod na sa age of the apostles until 100 AD, then it's on to the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th century, the early Christian church, as we study so on sa church history, how the people of God and how the saints and how the Christians endured all those ups and downs, all those hardships, tribulation, persecution, and so on, hangtod sa tuang panahon karon. And this church also is on nasayot ta na kita ni agyo sa tag mga ups and downs, ni agyo sa tag daghan ng mga problema, and our prayer is on is that to regain the reputation of this local church. And we've been praying to God and so on, and we thank God that church is to exist Japan until this time. So what's the reason and so on to gano nagpabilin ta sa tuang relasyon sa Ginoo? It's all because of the grace of God. Amen? It's all because of the grace of God. It's when you come to grow in maturity, and come on, we grow in soul, in your spiritual life, o padayon ta, na nagkibuglo, nagkistruggle sa to ang mga weaknesses, how to be soul, no, sa ang plano sa Ginoo sa to kinabuhi to be conformed to the image of His Son, and that the Lord Jesus Christ will be manifested in our lives. So we have weaknesses and so on. But the Word of God said, in our weaknesses, His strength, His power is made perfect. In where? In our weaknesses. Paul said, therefore, whenever I am weak, then I am strong. It's all because of the grace of God and so on. At kita na-endure. At mga Christians, mga katawan sa Ginoo nga nauna na to, kung nangamatay na, sila malipayo ni soon na ni-enter sa kingdom sa Ginoo, ang nakikuban sa Ginoo karon ni soon, nga walang pagmahay. Nakita nila ang mga butang, wala nila makita sa niadto. Kibaw mo, unsa ang butang na gihatag sa Ginoo nato? Kung nga nung nakapadayon ka, hangtod karon o grasya sa Ginoo makapadayon ka hangtod sa katusan. Unsa may gihatag sa Ginoo, diha ninyo to see the things that are unseen. Pagtanaw sa mga butang na dili ganit makita, but we hope for, and we even rejoicing in so tumot sa mga promise sa Ginoo. At sa gift na gihatag sa Ginoo diya ninyo. What is that? Maragina naman, nagduha mo. What is that, church? Faith. God gave us the faith. Even if so on, ang mga saints in the Old Testament, hangtod sa New Testament, o hangtod sa church history, the early Christians, na nag-una nato, sila nakapadayon ng tos katakusan tungkol pagtuo ang gihatag sa Ginoo. O ang pagtuo nga naa nila, mausap ang pagtuo ang gihatag sa Ginoo, diha ninyo, o dirisab na ko. So kung managsama ang pagtuo ay so, ang gihatag sa Ginoo, kung sila nakapadayon ng tos katakusan, kita, ang pangutana, makapadayon na tayo sa katapusan. Padayon ba ang ato ang pagbugno sa itong pagtuo o ison hangtod yung balik ang Ginoo? O ba't hindi bakit nakapog kakapoy sa imuhang pagtuo? Ayaw ba't iyan kakapoy ison sa pagtuo? I hope and my prayer is and a message niya para sa Ginoo karon. Mahimo mo siya na blessing para ninyo that you will be encouraged. Ako sa bisun may encourage ko sa mensahe na ihatag sa Ginoo nato karon. So the title of my message is Faith to Faith. Faith from first to last and so on. And I will give you the biblical meaning of faith. And this morning, so on, by the help of God and of His grace, you will be able to know the significance, the importance of faith. So the biblical meaning of faith. And the author of Hebrews is so in the book of Hebrews. Kibaw mata ang author is uncertain, di ba? O matakibaw kung isang author sa Hebrews. Daghan man ang mga candidate. Ilahang gibutaran kung kinsa yun ang nagsulat. Ang pinakauna yun si Apostle Paul. So the author of Hebrews gives us a vivid definition of faith. In your Bibles, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says there, it's on. Now faith is the assurance. Assurance of what? Things hoped for. And the conviction or the evidence of things not seen or evidence of the things unseen. So sa New King James Version, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ang faith dili sab nato makita, pero ang faith nga gihatag sa Ginoo nato mao atong gigamit igsoon pagtan-aw sa mga butang nga dili usab makita, pero atong giunsa man gilauman. Nakita ba ninyo ang eternal life? Nakita ba ninyo ang New Jerusalem, ang kingdom sa Ginoo, streets of gold, life with God and so on? Nakita ba na nato? No. Pero nag-hope ba mo ana na inyuhan na mapatunas in the future sa pagbalik sa Ginoo? Kamo nag-looking forward ba na or wala? Is it that's the reason that you are not excited, we are not excited in our journey and so on with God in this earth? Matintal ko hapin pag tribute ka po sa book of Hebrews. I'm certain man ang author ani. The author of Hebrews said, balik ko na po, now faith is the substance or the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Greek word for faith itself is pistis. P-I-S-T-I-S. Pistis. Of course, if you look at the word, the English word believe or trust, makita niyo iso nga, of course, ang pistis is nagabase gyud na, nagadepende gyud po na sa iyang context diyan sa pag-use ang word. But definitely, pistis means to trust or believe. To whom? So, if you have faith, then you have faith to whom? You trust whom you trust in zone, whom you believe. Say mong kagalingan. You have faith. Say mong kagalingan. You trust yourself. Just believe in yourself. Matul pa nila. No. Ang object in zone sa to ang faith is si God. Siya. Pagdili ako ang kagalingan. Balik ko na ko, the Greek word for faith is pistis. Definitely means to trust or believe. And faith is so on, matana ko, din mo na siya gikan. Gikan ba na nato? Itong haar ba na siya gikan sa itong sulod is so on? So din nakatungog na pulo sa Ginoo or gikan sa Ginoo?
gikan sa Ginoo, gikan sa itong kagalingan. Gikan sa Ginoo, asan na nato makita? Importante ni siya. Basi pangutanon mo nga, di man kita pagto, inyuha ba na o sa Ginoo? Sa garang tao, kung wala kakibawa sa scripture, may ngunta, gikan din na nato. Kaya mo nato gigamit ko sa pagto sa Ginoo? Sa pagto, imuha din na. Dili man mo gingon sa scripture, sa Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Ato makita din na, na ang faith is also a God-given gift. Ngayahang ihatag isoon. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Faith is also a God-given gift. It says, for through the grace given to me, Apostle Paul said, I say to everyone among you, sa mga Christians in room, mao ang recipient, mao ang epistle or letter, yung si Paul, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has what? Alluded. Ano sabiya sa inyo ang version? Dealt. Okay. Or alluded. Sa New King James Version, chapter 12, verse 3, na ginawa, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So, kinsa ang nag-dealt, kinsa ang nag-alut, kinsa ang nag-hatag, nag-supply, nag-provide, iksoon o faith. Sa katawahan sa Ginoo, ang mismo ang Diyos. Siya ang naghatag sa tag-tag sa ison o pagtuo. And faith, mautan ako, siya ba necessary or dili? Kinahanglan ba ang pagtuo or dili ison? What do you think? If you have no faith, can you please God? No. The book of Hebrews, again, chapter 11, verse 6, the author of Hebrews said, and without faith, it is what? Impossible. In Greek, it's on is adonami. Or adonatus. Imposible. Imposible nga makapahimuot ka sa Ginoo kung wala kay pagtuo. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, or that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So makita nato the necessity of faith. Kanina, nakita nato ang biblical meaning of faith, right? The next is so on, ang faith, gikan sa Ginoo, dili sa tao. The third one, ato nakita usab, the necessity of faith. You cannot please God if you don't have faith. Faith is necessary, so on, because you have to believe. Kung wakay pagtuo, di yun na mahimo nga makatuo ka o makaibaw ka, that God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Kung wala tayo pagtuo, di isang kakibawin soon nga ang Ginoo di ay ang nagsulti sa iyang pulong pinagi sa Biblia. Kung wala sa kay pagtuo, isang isang kakibaw nga ang Ginoo mo'y creator sa heaven and earth. Kung wala kay pagtuo, isang isang kakibaw nga ang Ginoo di ay siya dahil just God o siya magkahukong sa tanan na nakasala sa iyang balaod in the future. Kakibaw na. Kakibaw sa kung wala kay pagtuo, isang kakibaw na ang hell i-prepare sa Ginoo para sa mga tao na dili may nulsulon, para sa mga tao na mga makasasala. Kung wala po kayong faith, bisan og naglingkod ka sa imuhang bangko, ito o ako, nagwalay ko din eh. Kung wala kay pagtuo, di ka makasabot ko sa imuhang gihimo. Kung wala sa kay pagtuo, dili ka makasimba sa Ginoo in spirit and in truth. Kung wala kay faith, labaw nang di ka kailan ni Kristo o labaw nang dili ka may sugma niya. Therefore, faith is necessary. If you have no faith in someone, you are nothing. You are nothing if you don't have faith. And faith is on the word faith. Niyugur is on, o makita nato sa Biblia, whole counsel of God, both Old and New Testament. Do you know how many times? 769 times, both in the Old and the New Testament. Faith. So, makita nato ang significance sa faith. The Old Testament saints, ang makatawag sa Ginoo the Old Testament, sa ilang relationship o sa ilang paglakaw sa Ginoo, din yung kalibutan na parehas nato ron. Although, nalibutan sila sa daghan ng mga kasakit, mga tribulation, mga hardships, isun-talisun silang kinabuhi, mga temptation. Pero ang nakapa-endure nila o nakapadayon sa ilang journey, ilang relationship sa Ginoo, mga ilang faith towards God. They rather believe God its own than to dwell in the tents of the sinners. So mga na ilang gamit until in the New Testament hangpot sa kumpanahon karon. And here it's on the whole chapter of the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. The author spent this large portion is on writing regarding the men and women of faith in the Old Testament, seeing how significant and how glorious and how victorious and triumphant their lives was. Ilang kinabuhi iso. Kung unsa ka glorious, kung unsa ka significant, kung unsa ka madaugon, ilang kinabuhi. So, ang author din ni, yaha din ni gi-spend o unsa ka, of course, originally, wala man din chapter ang Bible. Even in the Old Testament, the Hebrew, diba? Old Testament and the Greek New Testament, wala man din na chapter, wala verse. And in fact, in Son and Greek is nakasuan na siya, sumpay-sumpay pag yun na siya. Ang mga Bible scholars na maoy na divide anak. O inana na siya kadelikado. Kung kayo, pwede niyo mabuwag ang usak ka pronoun gikan sa iyahang na word. O diha iso, dagan ang mga sayop ng mga translation. So in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, ako malikon, isulat na sa author may tungod sa mga men and women of faith. So mao ni ato ang so be patient in zone, mao ni ato ang tukion ron. Atong basahon ang ilahan ng mga kinabuhi. So, I hope in zone, we hope and we pray na kita ma-bless, na kita ma-encourage, o mao ni makapa justice nato in zone na mapadayon pa sa itong pagtuo hangtod sa pagbalik sa Ginoo. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, hangtod sa 40. Hebrews chapter 11. So siguro sa natin son from verse 1, and I hope it's all kamo careful na mag-follow every characters na gikuha sa author. Himo niya nga example and so on sa ilang kinabuhi, yun sa nila pagpuyo na dunay pagtuo sa Ginoo. And how they endured all those trials and all those hardships and so on, nga bisan nga ilang kinabuhi nakutang na sa danger o sa risgo, but they never loved their lives. Ilang itugya na ilang kinabuhi for the sake sa Ginoo. So starting from verse 1, it's on, ingon ang author din, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. So unsa kinsa mga elders na yung gisgutan? Ito mga nauna nila. By faith. See, in verse 3. Look at your Bibles. By faith, we what? We understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Unlike sa gitudlo sa mga scientists, so nga, Big Bang Theory, right? Nga ni tungha lang yun, naan siyang hadaan, walay Ginoo nga ni exist, walay Ginoo nga ni create sa heaven of earth, sa mga stars in the whole universe, with all those galaxies and so on, and the Milky Ways. Grabe ang science. Ikontra sila sa usang kamaturan. Because they don't have faith. They don't have faith from God, and so on. But if you are a Christian, God gave you faith for you to understand that He created the heavens and the earth according to His Word. Amen? If you don't have faith, and so on, hindi ka kasabot. Hindi ka makibaw, maghimo na sa Ginoo. Deframe niya by the word of Him, so that the things which are seen, kini mabutang ato nakita, were not made of things which are visible. Ex nihilo. When God created the heavens and the earth, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And so in Genesis 1:1, when God created bara Elohim. Bereshit bara Elohim. When God created heavens and the earth out of nothing. God, paghimo niya sa mga langit o sa yuta, wala siya'y materialis. He created all these things out of nothing. That's powerful. That's how powerful God is. He created it. So, kung maghimo kagbalay, pwede rin pag-imagine ng imong balay. Bisan pag mag-drawing gano'y kagbalay, di ba, Duki? Bisan kung sa imong drawing nun, hindi tatod ka instrumento na imong magamit. Lapis, ballpen, or paper, or drawing book. Imo kagbalay, kinangang kag-materialis. So, si God, paghimo niya sa mga langit o sa yuta, out of nothing. Huwag materyales na gigamit ang Ginoo. Tunghanin pa lang ng materyales, tungod igimo sa Ginoo. Sigimo niya, these things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now here is what natang faith at the dawn of history. So magkita nato sa history. Starting from Abel. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Diba sa mga sacrifice kay ni Abel? Ito mga familiar sa story. Si Abel nag-offer na to kang God o unsa man, una nga bunga sa iyang mga karnero. Right? Tambuk o maayo, hindi masakiton. Pero si Cain, ang iyang i-offer sa Ginoo unsa man, lifeless. Doon na ba'y dugo? Doon na ba'y significance? No. Ayan yung first again, no? Yung mga bunga sa young harvest. Diba? Plants, vegetables, or fruits. So si Cain, si Abelison, offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he, being dead, still speaks. Bisag patay na si Abel, pero nakisuki gihapon siya sa Ginoo. Do you believe that? If you have faith, you will believe. But if you don't, it's on. Believe, give yourself. Pwede sa ninyo na i-mark din na kutog na makitaan ninyo na dunay faith. Because the whole chapter of Hebrews 11 talks about faith. Pwede ninyo mabadlisan ito kung pila ka po faith ang ato magkiyadron. So by faith, nasa verse 5, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. So si Enoch, usa siya sa mga tao, pinakauna na tao na naka-record sa Bible na wala maka-experience o unsa man. Death. Kaya kung tanong mo, kinsa mang unang tao na wala maka-experience of death in the Bible? Enoch. Enoch. Si Enoch Ixon, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. and was not found because God had taken him. Makita na niya in Genesis. For before he was taken, although it's on dili detalyado ang record ni Enoch sa Genesis, pero gisulti sa bito sa humubo lang na siya gikuha o sa before pa siya gikuha sa Ginoo, this testimony that he pleased God, he walked with God. Wa niya makita ang Ginoo, but he had faith towards God. And God gikuha siya son, and he did not experience death. But without faith, in verse 6, mauna siya itong Ginoo, it is impossible to please God or to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is or that he exists. The scientists don't believe it, so, and dagan sa mga taong wala sila mong tuo at yun ay Ginoo, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Punta na ko ninyo, kamo nagpangita pa sa Ginoo every day. Do you believe that God is the rewarder of those who diligently seeking him? If you seek God, if you are a seeker of God, it's to know God better, to know God more, to love him, then God will give you a reward in the future. So ayaw mo pag dili ta man tinapulison nga iha na tong Ginoo. Read your Bibles. Pray every day. Mao ang kanta, di ba? That you will grow, 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 and grow. But if you will not read your Bible and will not pray every day, you will what? Of course, you will not grow. You will not grow, and you will not grow. Malayo mo sa presensya sa Ginoo, and makaduol mo si Satan. It was not a song by faith. Noah, si Noah na usap, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Si Noah, how many years is so ang gikan si Noah gi-reveal diha niya sa Ginoo kung unsa ang hitabo? Kung pila siya katuig na nagpaabot iso ang tuwag kay gi-build niya ang ark na gingon si Ginoo, limang tanaan sila sa bukiran niya dapat ang Ginoo ni divinely reveal na to kang Noah nga iyahang puuhon ang katawahan na iyang gihimo pinagi sa baha. Pero si Noah wala siya mag-doubt sa Ginoo. He believed God and he do his own build the ark that God commanded him to build. So by faith, yapon, pagtuho ng yapon, and by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Now let's go to Abraham. Kinsa man si Abraham is son, known as the father of many nations, or father of, as Apostle Paul said, portrayed to Abraham, father of faith. Right? Father of faith. So in verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. When God called Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, it's on. Wakay bawa sa Abraham kung asa siya padu. But he believed God kung nagitawag siya sa Ginoo o gisaaran siya sa Ginoo nga maangkon niya ang daghan ng mga isama. Makaangkon siya o panalangin usap o inheritance usap o panulundun, pero wa siya kibaw kung asa siya mo ato. By faith he dwelt, Abraham by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country. Kasi ganun, land of promise, familiar land of promise, isa siya Canaan. Right? Land flowed with milk and honey. So by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So ang gipaabot igsuon ni Abraham dili mao ang literal o physical nga inheritance, kun dili igsuon ang house nga diin ang builder o ang maker is si God. By faith, Sarah, kinsa man si Sarah, asawa ni Abraham, herself also received strength to conceive seed. How old Sarah was when he conceived Isaac? 90 or 91. Mag-imagine mo sa mga tigulang nun, 90 or 91? And so, magkatawas yun ka, ah, si man na nga, grabe, burot pa man. Numotus pa man? Yes. Tungod kayo na naman, there is no impossible. Wala butang na malisod para sa Ginoo. Kung once gani ang Ginoo mo promise, He will do. And He will accomplish what He said. He will do what He promised. He promised to Abraham 20 years and so on plus na nagpaabot sa Abraham o si Sarah. Ihatag sa Ginoo ang ilahang heir. Anak yun ni Abraham at tugang Sarah. Pero 100 years old si Abraham, 90 or 91 years old si Sarah, but faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. And she bore a child when she was past the age na, menopausal age na, di na ang ngayon ng mga anak. Pero nag-conceive yapon siya. Because she judged him, she judged God faithful who had promised. Si God magod, faithful magod, siya trustworthy, kung promise siya, buhaton din na niya. In verse 12, therefore from one man and him as good as dead were born. Diba ka si Abraham as good as dead? Why? Tigulan ko sila puros. My Lord, who is old, magkaanak pa ako, tiguang po, past age na, lapas na sa menopausal, mga na, sabi mo na, you know, why is Sarah laughing? Yung sa Abraham, sabi mo, Sarah, huwag kong katawa. Katawa siya, ibawang, you know, katawa sa sentro, hindi siya nakatuo. Therefore, from one man, and in him, as good as dead, were born as many as what? As the stars. Kasi makaihap ninyo sa mga stars, no? But ang mga anak o mga kaliwatan na Abraham we promise sa Ginoo, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Makaihap ninyo ang mga Jew, karo? Makaihap ninyo ang mga Jew? Hindi. Sa tuod o gamay sila ng nation or country, pero hindi mo sila maihap. Hindi mo sila maihap. And verse 13, the heavenly hope exhort. So as I said, be patient and read your Bibles with you. Carefully read it so and chew and taste every word and phrase in the Bible. Be absorbed and so on. This all in verse 13, this all died in faith. Yung sila tanan na mamatay sa ang zaman. Sa ilahan, pagtuo. Wa sila mubaliwa. Wa sila mubiya sa Ginoo. But they died. They all died in faith. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Although may mga butang so wala nila maangkol, pero sila nagtanaw ato na ilahat tumabatunan yapon. For those who say, in verse 14, for those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind the country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now, here's the contrast in John. Now, they desire a better, that is a what? Heavenly country. Dili lang kay promised land. Ang ilang ipaabot. Ang saad sa Ginoo nga yuta na ilang maangkon. Pero soon, they desire a better pagod, mas labaw pa, that is a heavenly country. Dili anong kalimutana, but a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. They're not amazed sa faith na ilang napatunan ni Saul, uduwa sila makita sa Ginoo, but they believe in God. And they believe in Saul, the house and the heavenly country, that God is the maker and the builder. Uduwa sila mauwaw na sila siya ang Ginoo ng ilang gituungan. Sayo, dito sila na ang Ginoo mo nag-andam kong syudad alang kanila. And here is on balik the faith of the patriarchs. Kinsang mga patriarchs dani? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. By faith, Abraham again, when he was tested, kung saan ang laku na pagsulay ni Abraham. Diba mo? Ang dugay niyang ipaabot ng anak. Pag-abot na din siya ang anak, pagdako-dako na, gisulayan sa si Ginoo, gipangayo pa din. Wala na ingon niya pangayo, na ingon pa din ang Ginoo, i-offer siya as a burnt offering. Ako maka-imagine ko, akong anak, ako ang ibutang sa altar, ako ang dugabon, akong ihawon, ugyalan na ako si Ginoo. Dili kaya sa kumuot. Pero si Abraham is on the faith. Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. So tiningon ang Ginoong i-offer si Isaac, of whom it was said, in Isaac your son, your seed shall be called. Concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. Liman ka, isuon. Ubus si Abraham, iyaha nga, nimo na Ginoo nga, in your seed, singular na, in your seed, shall be called, na iyaha nga ear. Pero, ang ituuhan ni Abraham, that God is able to raise my son. God is able to show na banhaw niya ako ang anak. That is faith. You have faith like Abraham this time when you're sitting there singing worship to God, reading His word, hearing His message. Do you have faith like Him? And by faith usab Isaac, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And by faith usab Jacob, when he was dying, sabihan ni Matthew si Jacob, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. Actually, son, iyahan yung kinatao. Euphemism na siya. Euphemism na, wala direct ba ang word. By faith usab Joseph, when he was dying, sabihan ni Matthew si Joseph, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. Ako, namutahan na ito ninyo. Ito ni Matthew si Joseph dito sa Egypt. Kibawa ko si Joseph nga dunay deliverer. Kibawa ko si Joseph nga mahawas din sila gikan sa Egypt nga ito sa lahing nga dapit. Kibawa si Joseph ato? Wala. Pero ningon si Joseph sa dyan palimak yun siya iso. Ningon si Joseph nila kung kamo excuse me pagkara akong muba. Kibawa si Joseph iso nga sila Mabuti na panahon na sila mubiyaw, bubalagid sa ilahang ng mga amahan. Kinigo si Joseph, dat-a ang ako ang bukog, kauban ninyo. Pag si Joseph, totally waksak, iba ang soon nga sila ba, mahawat ba sila gikan diya sa Egypt. Pero pinaagi sa iyang pagtuo. Kinigo si Joseph, ang iyang nga mabukog, silang departure sa children of Israel, iya ko sa may padala. By faith, usap, Moses, verse 23. When he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. So by faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Diba si Moses, di-adapt raman sa daughter ni Pharaoh? Pero sa diyan, dakong na si Moses, isang by his faith, ni-refused siya to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Why? So nauna sa tao, nindutin na siya nga privilege. Di-adapt ka sa usap ka royal blood. Susa ka inilaw taas na tao. Pero si Moses, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. That is faith. That is faith in zone. Moses chose to have affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing, the temporal pleasures of this world. The temporal is zone and the passing pleasures of sin. Wa na gipili ni Moses. Todo tempting kayo na magpuyo ka sa palasyo ni Pharaoh. Taghan o pagkaon, doon ay mga medicine, pero iyang gipili tungod kinituo siya. Gipili niya nga maghantos kauban sa makatawan sa Ginoo. Then, to have pleasures, the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looks to the reward. Wow! The author mentioned here Christ. The scripture interprets scripture its own. Moses was looking forward for the reward. In verse 27, by faith, Moses again, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Kinsan lang gitadlokan ang Pharaoh, ang king ba? Nga grabe son sa evil or ang Ginoo nga dili makita. He rather feared God who is invisible than Pharaoh. And by faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Ang Passover sacrifice, right? Ang gihatag sa Ginoo nga patyon sa Ginoo ang gabi una ang tanan ng mga kamagwangan. So ito si Moses sa Ginoo gihatag nimo. And by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. Kung yung mag-visualize it so on, ang journey ni Moses, kauban ang mga children sa Israel. Kung sa kalayo ang ilang journey it so on, pero pag-abot, pag-dito, did end. Ang Red Sea mo'y nakaulang, mutanaw sa wala, bukid, mutanaw sa tuo, bukid sa ang mga Egyptians, nagpadung nila to devour them. But by faith and so on, they passed through and by the Red Sea. Mura and so on, o kanang yuta, ilahang kilaktan. Niagi sila tungod kay ang dagat di patunga sa Ginoo, but the Egyptians attempting to do so. Misuon po na mga Egyptians, ang mga soldiers ni Pharaoh, pero isuon sila nga lumos. So nakita na mo, in history, isuon, usara ni ka-record, nga ang dagat na tunga. Kung may mo ma-imagine, kung anak mo sa talisay, kunya magtunga ang dagat, wagi mo padungong bugul. Inyo nang ma-imagine, posible kayo, lagi posible. Pero para sa Ginoo, tanan butan, posible para niya. Because He is an omnipotent God. He is all-powerful God and there is no such things in so in your heart para sa Ginoo. And by faith, they overcame. They're almost done. It's on in verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. Kinsa man tong leader sa soldiers o sa katawan sa Israel son na nag-march sila with the priest. Nagtuyok sila sa Jericho. So that's the Jericho son. Kinsa man to? Joshua. So by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. When Joshua and son received an instruction from God, kung unsaon, 6 days to 7 days, so shout nila ang trumpet. Shout ang trumpet ha. Patingukon ang trumpet, malingon sa Ginoo, ang mga walls no need na nga. Imuha pang pil-pilon aron mga aron makulpa. Diya dahil nisun ang walls sa Jericho na kulpa. And it's easy for them to enter and destroy the people who live in Jericho. In verse 31, by faith, doon ay pagtuoy son, tibaw mo kinsa si Cha? Kung saan iyang status kinabuhi, usa siya ka? Prostitute, a harlot. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, which he had received the spies with peace. Ito si Rahab, ison sa diyan, nagitaguan niya ang mga spies, nagipadala. Nituo siya nga to destroy ang ilang lugar. Pero iyahan sila nagikip, itaguan. Then iyahan ipaagi sa wall, di ba? Ipaikyas, ipadagan. So by faith, si Rahab nagkalingkawas sa katong na hitabo. And verse 32, and what more shall I say? Naimon pa din ang author sa Hebrews, so ito sa pamanako ang isulti. Dili-igo ang iyahang time, iyahang disulted reason for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon sa ilahang mga pagtuo, Barak, the judges, mayroon, ang mga judges sa panahon na wala tayong mga hari. Gideon, Barak, and Samson, you know Samson? Jephthah, also of David, and Samuel, and the prophets. Si Jephthah, tungkol kay iyahang mama, usa ka harlot, palaya siya sa Maison, pero God used Jephthah to rule over the people of God, and they conquered his son. Jephthah became a judge, those times. Giyos siya sa Ginoo. Also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who, through faith, subdued what? Kingdoms. Grabe yun. Subdued nilang kingdoms, pagtuo lang ang ilang gigamit. Worked righteousness, obtained promises, stop the mouth of lions. Kinsa man itong gitagat dito sa mga lions. Daniel, ningon ba siya? Ayaw. Ang lion nagnganga. Ningon ba siya? Wala. Because Daniel believed that God is able to rescue and to deliver him from the mouth of the lions. Amen? Inaala ka dako ilang pagtuo ison. And next, quench the violence of fire. Kinsa man itong butang ito sa hudlo, gidubli pa kapito ang kainit sa kayo ison. Shadrach, Meshach, o Abednego. Pero nahadlok ba sila? Wala sab sila ma-consume ison sa fire because of their faith. Quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong towards the faith, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Unang sila kaiso, goto gamay kontra dagan, like tang Gideon. Sila na sila kabo. Christians need to read history in the Bible. True stories of 300 na sila bako sa pinakalibo nila kontra. Pero ang tungod yan, you know who fight for them. And God delivered their enemies into their hands. Because it's on silang faith that there is God. There is the presence of God. And the battle, of course, belongs to the Lord. And women received their dead raised. Totoo lang ninyo ha, mga lakira. Mga babae sa. Mga babae sa. Doon ay pagto, women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, paglakdos, bugal-bugal, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn into, gigapas sila, gitunga sila, were tempted, ginatintal, were slain with a sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute. Sabaw mo? Say mas pobre, destitute or poor? Bili ko na ko, say mas pinaka low of status, ang poor or destitute? Ang poor, okay? Makakapong ko man. Destitute. Milagro na doon ay kausap sa kadlaw na makakaon. Pero sila, ang mga katawan sa Ginoo, gibili nila iso na mag-anto sila na maglipay sila sa sala sa kalibutan. They chose iso to be persecuted. Pero naka-endure sila tungod silang pagtuo sa Ginoo. Afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all this, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. There is a plan of God for them and for His people. Isang satu ang time karon. Wala to nila maobtain, for there is better exon. Nga dili to nila maangkon kung wala usad kita ng mga niini nga panahon exon sa umaabot pagid nga panahon ng makatawan sa Ginoo. Because there is a unity. The Old Testament saints and in this last day saints is on one people, one God, one Lord, one Mediator, and so on, the Lord Jesus Christ. So in chapter 12 of Hebrews, it says here, it's on, therefore, the author of the book of Hebrews concluded in chapter 12, verse 1, therefore, we also, so siya, in his present time, siya ang author sa book of Hebrews, kuyog igsoon usab sa mga Kristohanon, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, katinsa man ni-refer ang great cloud of witnesses igsoon, basta naglibog mo anak. Katotong gibasa ng mga men and women in faith. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Di alirungan tanila, isong di daw alirungan tanila, mga bagang panganod sa saksi. Dili, saksi ni Jehovah. Dili, mga bagang panganod, di atong mga nagatuo before us. So wala pakita, isong sila. Let us lay, unsang sa lagong mahimuon ni Son, let us lay aside every, unsang man, way. Unsang itong buhaton mga nakabuat sa itong pagdagan ron, sa itong pagtuo, unsang itong relasyon sa Ginoo, doon na ba'y butang ni Son na nakapahasol o nag-intango, hindi mo nga dilik ka makapadayo sa inyong pagtuo, wala ni mo ma-enjoy ang life with Christ, enjoy with life with God, ni Son, wala ba ni mo ma-enjoy o wala ni mo masabti, kiningan nindot na lumbas pagtuo, is kept sa Ginoo before you. So lay aside, exhort, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Ang mga bulok aton, labaw sa tanan, unsa man ang sala. Ang mga unconfessed sins ni Mason, it's better to confess that, it's better to confess that to God, because God is just and He is faithful to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. That's the promise of God in His forgiveness. Amen ba? That God will give you two things if you confess your sins. You will be forgiven and God will purify you. God will cleanse us, cleanse you, and so on. So let us lay aside all the every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Ang sala, mo na hinungdan na dili ta mo grow spiritually sa Ginoo. Ikinanglan nga ang sala, imuhang nga i-confess sa Ginoo. So once nga sala ma-confess and so on, then so to na ang imuang pag-grow spiritually sa Ginoo. But if you live a life and so on enjoying sin, you will not grow in the Lord. You will not grow in the Lord. So wait, tapos lang na imuang pagpagkasala tungkol dili na magkatag kaayuhan mo sa imuang paglakaw kauban sa Ginoo. God hates sin. God hates sin. So so kung gusto ka makapadayon sa imong lumba sa pagtuo nga walay nakasamok nimo, ang offer dun eh, dun na siya idea kung mas nakita niya ilang sports before. Kung sa maning nga sport, so, sa maning nga specific nga sport, parang, ha? Sharp and feel, kinandagan, right? Kasi may ganahan ng dagan na rin nga kung pasal malita. Mag long sleeve, mag tiktok, mag slack, kasi may ganang dagan rin yung more yung attire, mag guyod ungkuhan, ganang mga bughat ba, mag pasan, ganang mong dagan na na. Reklamo kita po sa buhong, tamamag balde, duwara buhok, duwara kayong puso. Therefore, it's so, ngayon ang offer din eh, yung tanan ng mga naghatag na itong kasama kong mga bulog ato, na nag-intangol o nakahaso sa itong pagdagas, pagtuwid sa ato yung tao na ipagamping. Mabuto na mga runner, wala ka tumabilihan na isang sa TV, o bitag runner na nag-long sleeve o nag-slack, nag-tiktak. Kasi sa lumos runner, sleeveless o short shorts. Di ba? Very short shorts. Naka-tiktak ba sila? Sa nagsulog, rubber shoes. Para sutoy ang ilang dagan. Para walay makasamok ito na luag ang ilang pagdagan hangtod sa finish line. Di sila mauwahi. Di sila mauwahi ito. Ang nakapabukat sa tuang lumba, pagdagan sa tuang pagtuo. Maong ang mabutan na dilipya sa Ginoo. Labaw sa tanan ang salak. Dili ka makag-grow rapidly spiritually, so if you hide sins from God. Ang tinuod, wala ito ka nga matago diya sa Ginoo. Tanan daya diyo. And verse 2, susunod na ako verse 1, and let us run with what? Let us run with, this is the application, so we're almost done, this is the application. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Kung matumba ka, ayaw kamang barug, dagan, ma-endure, persevere, so makalangtay ka hangtod sa katapusan. Kung asa imuhang mata itan-aw, lini mga kilid ko, niyong mga tao, boo, boo, oh, na, luya na matiis, wak na'y kusog. Tapos tanaw na pagkapikan, imuhang papa, na lago na siyong karuulit lang ka, bunalan di ka, imuhang ko, dagan, bukid, wak, yung gamdagan, why practice? Lini na pagkas na yung ayay dito, imuhang, basin, oh, matangon ka, nasa yung mga inspiration, dagang butang na nakahasol nimo, ibis mudagan ka, natakyo, tinuon ka, nauwahit ka. Kini mga sala o mga temptasyon sa kalibutan, so, ay sidiglingi. Nindot lagi yung kalibutan. Nindot ang pleasure, ang mga material sa kalibutan. Mga kalingawan sa kalibutan, and so on. Pero ayaw kalimpi na kini ato ang kinabuhi diri lumba ninyo sa pagtuo. Dili importante mauwahi ka o mauna ka. Ang importante nga makaabot ka sa katapusan. Makaabot ka sa finishing line. So that's our main goal. Kung asa na ito ang mata, itanaw sa mga butang ba sa kilid? Ano ibang kalibutan na? No. Kasi ingon sa author sa Hebrews, looking unto who? Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? Mangutanan ko ninyo one thing, son. Ito ko naman mo, di ba? Ang Ginoo mo, hindi hatag ninyo sa pagtuo. Sa iyong Panginoon, able ba ang Ginoo na magka-complete o magka-human niya ng pagtuo hanggang sa katapusan? Ito ba mo? Kung ito ta ng pagtuo, gikan sa Ginoo yung gihatag na ito. Mga na itong gigamit, nga nung nagsimba ka sa Ginoo, nga nung nag-alagad ka sa Ginoo, nga nung naghinigumpaay ta, nga nung nagtuo ta sa Ginoo, nga nung nagbasa ta sa Biblia, nag-ampo ta, nag-fellowship ta, and so on. Huwag nag-evangelize at nag-witness ta sa mga person souls, sa mga unbelievers outside. God, Jesus Christ, He is the author. Who is the author of your faith? Jesus. Jesus is the author of your faith, not you. Therefore, if Jesus is the author of your faith, is Jesus also able to finish and to complete His work? Amen. That's what Paul said in the book of Philippians. Turn your Bibles with me. Old in Hebrews and so on, in Philippians. Philippians chapter 1. I believe 1 verse 6. Paul said, being confident of this very thing, I am also confident of this very thing, and so on. That He, this is a personal pronoun refers to God. That God who has begun a good work in you. Ang Dios nga nagasugod ug himog maayong buhat diha nimo will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is able to perfect, to complete what He began His own working in you. God saved you. God justified you. God called you His own. God also, He is able to perfect and to complete your faith until it comes. His own. Until it comes. Looking unto Jesus, not on this world, not on the pleasures and the temptations of this world. Young people, I know that you have a peer pressure. I experienced that. So, in your school, right? In your neighbors. But don't forget that you are a Christian. God called you for Himself. Look and fix your eyes on your Savior, Jesus Christ. Don't look at the temptations and so on. Tell me, nagkuhit niyo, kadiyot lang good. Grabe nung salga ka Diyos nun. Ito ka, dumarap ka uras. Kuyog-kuyog na ka. Fellowship tas gawas. Ngalino sa panagsan, matiguang biya ka na, sikag nuktok, sikag ampo, sikag piyong mata, sikag daan ng libro, Biblia, Ison. I know your struggles.
Diya ugikan.
I know it's so on affectations sa mga batanon ng isa kainit. But pray and fix your eyes on your Savior and on your Lord. Itugyan niya pananisod, for He cares for you. Satan will do everything just to destroy you, just to ruin your relationship with God. Satan will kuha you. Yes, it's so happen niya tanan just to devour you. Kwaon ka niya gikan sa fellowship sa Dima. Amen ba? Yes. Wakit sa bako? Wakit wata? Sa bato? Kita sa bago? Aplay ka kay sana? Ba't kilanggol ka? Karuang rangak panahon na pilara kaswal ba? Pero yung time sa Dino is na sacrifice. Ang sacrifice is so on. Dagan pa. Kibaw pa ang mga schools. Isa ng mga schools, di-use ni Satan's pagkawas panahon si Dino. Sunday is the Lord's Day. Sunday is the Lord's Day, and we will worship God in this day and all the time. Monday to Sunday, we have to worship God in spirit and in truth. Especially the Lord's Day, so that the schools try to what? Pull you away from God. And make some laws and bylaws and show its constitution that it is what? Compulsory and mandatory. That it seems it's so you cannot refuse. But it's your choice. You are a Christian. Whether to obey God rather than men, to please God rather than men, to prioritize God rather than men. It's your accountability towards God. It needs its own, our faith is strengthened, especially meaning panahon, karun. We are in 2010. As we heard from Pastor Nick, and as we can see in the internet, it's on kung unsang nga panghitabo dito sa gawas from the news, local or international, paingon na gita sa tuang paingan. But God is able to deliver us also from this evil present age, like Paul said. Kamison, ay mong kumpiyansa nga malignaon kayo paminaon ng kalibutan. Ato ang kaaway, wag yun siya mong kumpiyansa. Firme siyang naglihok. Nanitag paagi na kita mawata sa itong relasyon sa Dino. But Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Bisa si Jesus pinatintal siya pero wala siya magpatintal. Igutom siya ison pero wala niya gamitang iyang power to make the stone into bread and to eat. Wa niya to di gamit niya maong privilege, but He has the power. Pero wa buhata sa Ginoo for your sake, na di siya makasala o di siya matintal. Kundi ang mission ni Christ sa iyong pag-anhel is to redeem you, to ransom you, and to die in your behalf. And if Christ is so on, kung ikagat sa temptation ni Satan, He will not accomplish that work. But praise be to God, and so to our Lord Jesus Christ, our good example, our Master, our Savior, how He endured all those things, how He obeyed God until His death on the cross. Wala siya magdudua. Pero yan gihatag yan kaugalingon just to save you from your sins. That's how God loves you, His Son. And I want to close this sermon by quoting what Paul, Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians. Please open your Bibles with me. So 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. happen in close in Agian, read Corinthians 4:16-18. Paul said, "Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." We cannot masabta, no? Ang bakit ni Paul din ni? Pero kibawa naman yun mo mismo sa kung unsay kinabuhi ni Apostle Paul, right? Siya missionary journey. Grabe ang yang persecution. So, pero kibawa mo siya ni Sulti? For our life affliction. Awa? Happy pala rin siya mamatay, pero iyapang the adjective that he used here is light affliction. Light, right? Ng affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, wa kami magtanaw sa mabutang na makita, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And chapter 5, verse 7, what says in John, for we walk by... Dungan ko na tabi. This is our motto. This is our encouraging closing remark is on this morning or this noon or afternoon. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Again, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith. Dili sa mabutang atong nakita. Because we know it's all na mabutang atong nakita aron tanan. Problema, pleasure, pagsulay, this is just temporary. But the glory that God is going to be revealed in the appearing of His Son, Jesus Christ, is what is more greater. And our little sufferings here is all cannot even compare to the great glory that God will reveal when our Savior Jesus Christ comes. Dili mo mahinumduman na ikaw ibugal-bugalan. Dili na mo mahinumduman so. And I am looking forward to the coming of my Savior because I know when He comes, His Son is already the completion of our salvation. That's the glorification. We will have a glorified body. No more samat, no more sakit, no more ubog, no more sipon, and so on. And God will wipe the tears from your eyes. No more death, no more pain. Wala na, and so on. Are you looking forward? Parana? So may nagigamit ang napagtanaw inyong physical eyes or inyong faith ngayon igahagyapag sa ginong. Yes. That's the finishing line. Atuang din sa bisyon. Then, padayon ta. Ayaw pagsigiglingi kibasa ng parehas sa asawang Lot na wili iksoon sa Sodom o Gomorrah. Ay pagsigiglingi. But fix your eyes on Jesus. Keep serving God. Abounding more in the work of the Lord is on, for we know that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. The last word is on, I will give you my favorite verse, Philippians 1:21. Kisay nakatago, for me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. May the Lord bless you. Let us pray. Father, may your name be exalted and be lifted up, Lord, with the message na mungyatag ka nang this morning. We are praying, Lord, as your people. Tungon nga, may enter kami, you know, this new year, 2010. We don't know, Lord, the big and the great trials the testings, the temptations that will come in our way. We are praying, Lord, that you will give us strength to stand firm in the faith that you've given us, and to believe your word and your promises, O Lord, rather than to live a life which is temporary in sin and its pleasures in this world. I pray, Lord, not only for myself, but for my brothers and sisters here in the church, that you will protect them, that the word and the message, Lord, may lang natugan, maghatag ng encouragement o maghatag comfort nila, kapadayon sila Ginoo nga mag-init o maglipon pagyo sa pagpangalagad kanimo this year, attempting great works, great things for you. In our prayer, Lord, that you will work through us. May you bless your people, O Lord. And matubo utami mo grow kami, Lord, spiritually. Mo grow sa kami, Lord, in numbers. Amo pag-apo, Lord, this year, nangayo kami ni mo Ginoo, dugang pagayon, Lord, na mga kalag. Ngayon mga kami, dalpon nga to kanila, at amo sila masanyawan sa maawang balita. Bisan pa man Ginoo nga dunay mga palatian sa ilang ng mga lawas, amo sab nga gidala Ginoo sa mga tubangan karon. Amo sila gidao Diyos, at amo sila giampong, ikaw maghihikat kanila karon. Ikaw Ginoo, magkatanalangin sa kasabag sa kanamo, upagapahilong Diyos sa iyong mga pulo. Ay mga gugma Ginoo, mahimpit sa mga basikasin. Huwag amo nga Ginoon, Lord, wala mong i-apply sa mong kinabuli ang akong nagigan diya sa mga pulo. Tabahan ka ni Ginoo ang mailan, ikaw na mong pagayo sa mong adlaw-adlaw na kinabuli. Kung ikaw, Ginoo, ang mapasilunan at makalimutan, yung tanganan, yung ampun na mong pinapasalamatan sa ngalan sa mong Ginoo ang si Kristo. Amen. Kung doon sila lang, ang bangat kung kanasaw. Ito na ito ang kaya sa mga mentor. So, manlakaw kita. Not an obey. Okay, verse.
Thank you.